Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Permission to Glow by Christopher Carter. Sophie, when did you first realize you were dimming your own light?
Hey there, Sam. Honestly, this book was a mirror. Carter calls it the dimming directive, and I saw it everywhere.
The core idea is the permission trap. We spend our lives waiting for someone else to say we're ready. A boss, a parent, a partner, and even society. But that approval never actually comes. We hold our breath for a green light that doesn't exist.
And it masquerades as humility. We tell ourselves we're being considerate, but in reality we're being cowardly. We outsource the authority over our own lives to a jury that's just as lost as we are.
Right. I push back on this at first because glowing sounds arrogant. But then he makes a crucial distinction between ego glow and soul glow. Ego glow is loud, brittle, and competitive. It's about being brighter than everyone else to feel worthy. Soul glow is quiet, steady, and generative. It's about being fully yourself.
And soul glow gives other people permission to shine too. So by dimming yourself, you're a bad neighbor.
Exactly. So the first step is auditing the dimmers. You look at the moments you were taught to shrink.
He calls that the shadow contract, a silent agreement to be small in exchange for safety.
It's deep. Those contracts were survival mechanisms then, but now they're self-imposed prisons. And the key is already in your hand. You just have to decide to turn it.
Then he moves into the glow-up, radical self-authorship. You become the author of your own story.
You decide what your past means and what you're capable of. Okay.
But the fear of judgment is real. Carter says it's an audience illusion. Most people are too busy worrying about their own dimmed lights to scrutinize yours. The judgment you fear is often just your inner critic projected outward.
That takes the pressure off. And if you do get criticized, he says that's a sign of success.
Critics are mirrors. They project their own fear. You don't need to be liked by everyone, just seen by the ones that matter.
So then he talks about energetic hygiene. Just like brushing your teeth, you need to clear out resentment, envy, and self-doubt. That means setting fierce boundaries with your time and energy.
Saying no to the wrong things is the most powerful yes to your brilliance.
That's key. And you have to be willing to lose people who only love the dimmed version of you.
The right relationships will be inspired by your growth, not threatened by it. If people are only comfortable with a dimmed version of you, they're not your people.
Then he connects glowing to service. Your light is a gift. If you hide it, you're withholding something the world needs.
The artist who hides paintings denies someone joy. That's the service of shine.
Yes. Now, timing. I always think I'll glow when I have more confidence. He calls it the someday syndrome.
But conditions will never be perfect. Start before you're ready. Just enough light for the next step.
That requires faith. And I love the lighthouse metaphor. It doesn't apologize for its beam.
It doesn't chase ships. It just stands in the dark and shines steadily.
So the right opportunities are drawn to your authenticity, not your desperation. When you glow from a place of wholeness, you attract what aligns with you.
Then he talks about eclipses, job loss, heartbreak, health scares. They're temporary blocks, not the death of your sun.
Exactly.
Resilience is staying connected to your worth even when you feel worthless. Knowing the sun is still there.
That's deep. So in the end, it's about liberation.
He gives you a permission slip, but his permission isn't the one you need. You have to give it to yourself.
The light is already there. It was never broken, only hidden. Our job isn't to create light, it's to remove the cover.
It's a daily practice. Every morning choose to be brave, visible, and unapologetically you.
The one thing I'm taking away is that I need to issue my own permission slip. I'm going to stop waiting for someone to tell me I'm ready.
That's the move. And if you want more books like this, the 7-Minute Books Library has over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, plus infographics on many titles. It's at 7minutebooks.com/app with plans starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. In the end, permission to glow is one simple truth. Take the lid off, step into the light, and give yourself the only permission that has ever mattered. We'll see you in the next one.